Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
I have to be honest with you. Waking up this morning, I felt a little bit like, not just is it Monday, but is it fall?
No.
I know. And I know it's 29 degrees and it's outrageously hot or whatever, but like September starts this week.
Yeah, which is the official start of fall. Wednesday, September the 1st.
I guarantee you're going to see somebody walking around with like a scarf on today or something like that. They got their new fall wardrobe and they're ready to go. And it's almost 30 degrees, but they're going to sweat through it, damn it.
It is that time of year where I just wish I was wearing a hoodie.
Now, welcome to us being together for the first time in a couple months. It's nice to have everybody in the same room. Let's check in. TJ, what's on your mind?
Saturday, the city was hit by a pretty bad storm in the West End, and I just want to say I think I had it worse than anybody else in the GTA.
I bet you did.
The storm destroyed our tomato plants that we've been growing for 4 months, so RIP our Roma tomatoes.
I left mine on my, I grew some tomatoes this week.
Oh my god!
And I just left them out on my patio for a couple weeks. Yeah, not good.
No?
I had to scrub them off with a broom and a hose.
Oh no, they melted!
Yeah, they melted. It was
some burlap, man.
Jack, what's up with you?
Well, I played in a softball tournament this weekend, and despite the fact that I have short hair and I'm gay, I can't play softball. It didn't go well.
Just gonna say, how odd that you would be in a softball tournament.
It didn't go well, but I need to say that I won runner-up MVP.
Wow.
Wait, runner-up?
Because everybody voted on MVP and
also, it's a popularity contest.
Yeah,
no,
100%.
But afterwards, somebody said, yeah, and you almost won. So I won runner-up.
I've played softball with Jax before. I can tell you, she did not deserve the MVP. And let's say welcome to our new producer, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
So, Leah, listen, we're going to get to know you a little bit later in the show just to have some fun.
All right, cool.
But in the meantime, tell us a little bit about, you know, what's on your mind. This is kind of what we do this morning.
Oh, boy. Okay, guys, already it's so wild. It's crazy that I'm here. I'm so excited, but at the same time so nervous because you guys told me I'm going to be speaking 1 minute ago.
No, this is what you have to be ready for on this show.
All right, well, here we go. Here I am.
So, welcome, Leah, to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
By the way, Jax came in with this headline today. What is it? Hit us.
Uranus is in retrograde,
isn't
and
it?
You may be feeling this way because of it.
Well, we're going to talk about Uranus after Maroon 5. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. It's Jack's fault.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, Uranus is in retrograde.
I know.
Jax put this in we have a pre-show sort of prep document, right? So we all kind of contribute things that we want to talk about on the show. And it reads like this. It says, Uranus is in retrograde. Bracket. Don't even start with a joke. Close brackets.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually means a lot.
It does mean a lot. And just because I bring astrology to the show doesn't mean you can make jokes.
Okay.
Well,
when you bring nonsense, we're going to laugh at it.
Yeah,
this is very serious. So things could be feeling very frantic lately, very chaotic. And this will be happening until January 18th, boys. Have you felt a little like kind of extra energy in the air these days? Yeah, that's why.
So I think that's humidity.
What exactly this means is that you are going to be feeling a little extra like frantic on top of things going into the fall season. Of course, school, of course, going back to work, you know, the world is opening up. This is going to be normal. But on top of that, you're going to see repeating patterns that haven't been previously addressed coming up in your life. So that's through romantic partnerships, friendships, work relationships. If things seem a little extra tense until January 18th, that's good.
Excuse me?
Hang on. Yeah.
What?
That's why.
Yeah. When?
That's
six
why
months.
I softly said it at first, and then January 18th.
But then the 19th, everything's fine.
No,
so are we ever not in retrograde?
Months.
Why don't we talk about this? I'm serious. Like, or like, if you follow astrology.
Yeah.
Are we ever not in retrograde?
No, there's always a retrograde, but it's what the retrograde
okay,
means.
Okay, so when Uranus retrograde ends in the new year.
I don't know the answer to what
what's
you're
on
about
the
to
19th?
Ask me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But all I know is according to astrology, Julie Chandler.
According to this article I read.
Energetically, once this retrograde wraps up, we should be kind of feeling a little bit calmer.
What I love about astrology is it's... If you just get through this moment, everything will be perfect at the end of it. But you get through the moment and they're like, oh, by the way, it just got worse.
Yeah, and by the way, that moment is now 4 months long.
But don't worry.
I hope it's extra hard on both of you. I do.
It's a mean thing to wish, especially with the stars watching.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Can I be a proud dad for a second?
You may. Always.
Okay. So, especially I think when kids are young, they have these big kind of milestone moments. And mine happened completely by accident over my vacation. But I was at my girlfriend's cottage and brought Everly up. And she had a little flotation device.
Oh.
So it's like a little crab. They call it the crab, which it's a marginal name at best, but we'll go with it.
Okay. It's probably so cute.
It is cute. So yeah. It basically is like a little device that hooks around her chest and then is almost like, you know, those swimming wings that they give you?
Water wings.
I wear those in lazy rivers.
So it's got two of those attached too. So they walk around like they're a big tank.
Oh, no.
And she was, we were hanging out. They've got a bit of like a sandy beach and we were hanging out and building sandcastles and something like stuff like that. And I was like, okay, I'll get her into the water.
Yeah.
And we were going to do swimming lessons like last spring, but COVID canceled everything, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure how she was going to be. She's cool in the water normally, but she'll go up to her waist or whatever. So she started to kind of get up to her chest and then into her neck.
Everly.
And we were in the water and she was kind of walking back and forth between Natalie and I. And then, this is the craziest part, she just kind of started swimming.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Stop.
Now, she can't swim on her own, but a kid moving under her own propulsion, I think is a pretty big moment, right?
That is a big
moment.
So she was kicking, and then of course, you know, you're trying to like right size them and put their bum up so they can actually like learn to kick. And I would be like, kick, and she'd be like, kick, kick, kick. Yeah. And she would kick, and she would kick twice and then get lazy and then be like, nah, I'd rather walk it out. But so,
did she realize what she was doing? Was she proud of herself?
I think she realized the adulation she was getting.
Oh,
I don't know if she was necessarily, you know, I don't think she knew.
Yeah. Oh. I'm happy for Everly. Good for her. But I'm more happy for you. You just saved a ton of money on swimming lessons.
I know, right? Thank you very much. All my Saturday mornings would have been shot this fall.
Yeah.
Now I don't have to worry about it.
You should probably still take her.
Nah.
Yeah. Okay. She's got to figure it out.
She got it figured out.
Come on. Once he made the sale, stop selling.
Okay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Here is what you did this weekend that is going to screw up your whole week. Maybe you don't want to do that on the long weekend coming up.
Okay? Love it. 6:30 on the Monday. Let's get into
it. I know. You know what? It's important, though, that you know, so at least you can start off this week right and get through the long weekend properly, all right?
Okay.
Not that you'll actually follow any of these things. Come on, let's be honest. But number one, did you sleep in this weekend?
Yeah, maybe a little
bit. What's sleeping in for you?
On a weekend or a weekday?
Weekend.
Weekend, I get a little crazy. Maybe 9:30.
Jax?
No.
You don't sleep in?
No.
Ever?
I never sleep.
You're a morning person,
right? No, I stayed up until... I wake up around like 7:30.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Oh, could you imagine?
I'm like at 10:30.
Really?
Yeah.
If I don't have Everly. You're a snoozy boy, though.
Oh, yeah. I love my sleep. So sleeping in, researchers have found that having big variations in sleep and wake-up times leads to greater fatigue and less healthy behaviors.
Mm.
So if you get up at 7 o'clock in the morning for work, or if you're like us and you're up and you're in your car at 6:30 right now, you're supposed to do this on the weekend. You won't, but you're supposed to.
Well, it's like my weekends are mangled now.
Number two, not hydrating on the weekend. And we're not talking about alcohol. We're talking about water. Okay, you got to drink your water. Apparently drinking water is the most important thing to do in the morning, especially after a night of, what do you think?
Partying.
Yeah, partying. Whatever I did this weekend.
Everybody's looking at TJ.
Yeah.
Oops. Number three, this one's a little bit more general, but not holding yourself accountable. It's easy to stick to a routine on weekdays because we all have something we're accountable to, like work or kids or school or whatever. So they say, and this, I really don't like this list.
What?
They're like, you need to find something to do on the weekend to keep yourself accountable. So like, sign up for a weekend workout class or meet with a coffee with a friend just to keep your routine going. I thought the weekend was to get rid of the routine.
No. More routines. That's what we need. More structure.
You know what? We should work more.
Yeah.
You should come in on weekends.
I would think that you would want to do a workout on the weekend because then you can actually relax after.
My preference is to save the workouts for the weekday.
I'm the exact same way.
And then on the weekend, not do it at all.
No.
Hence my dad bod. Oh. Number four, not prepping for the week ahead. You should definitely relax on the weekend, but it's also an opportunity to prepare for the week ahead? Do you guys prep for the week?
Yeah, and I leave it too late on Sunday, so yeah. It'll be after dinner on Sunday, and then a full-on, what's it called? Panic set. I'm like, oh, God, I got a meal prep, and I got to set my outfit, and I got to make sure I'm ready.
Sunday scaries.
Yeah.
I boiled all my hard-boiled eggs yesterday.
Oh, good. You're eating eggs this week.
What about you?
Around 3 o'clock, I transitioned to, okay, like, we're almost into the week.
3 o'clock on a Sunday?
3 o'clock or 4 o'clock on a Sunday. Yeah, because I want to eat dinner. I want to eat dinner early enough on, like, a Sunday that it doesn't feel like I'm eating super late. Like, I want to get into that.
I do remember, Adam, Sunday morning, she also gets up at, like, 4.
I don't know. I just don't know. Sometimes I feel like you're the love of my life. Sometimes I feel like we'd never work.
When I talk, sometimes I realize how boring I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Number 5. Not getting outside. Did you guys go outside this morning?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
You did?
Yeah, my girlfriend loves the outdoors, which means by proxy, I also love the outdoors.
Right.
So she drags me out for walks all the time. I'm like her dog.
But it was hot this weekend. Jack, did you go outside?
Yeah, I was playing softball all weekend. Guys,
I didn't at all.
I'm like, a sportsy gal.
So basically getting fresh air and sunshine on the weekend, very, very important, can lead to all kinds of benefits. And research shows that morning light exposure, Jack's, can lead to better rest at night. So if you get up early, you see the sunrise.
It's so beautiful.
You'll be tired by sunset.
Yeah.
Who knew? So crazy. What a surprise.
Early bird gets the worm, gentlemen.
Yeah. Early bird is also in bed by 4 p.m.
Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So your friend reveals to you that they wake up at 7 a.m. on weekends, which I think is torture. Like, literally, if you wanted to torture me, that's what you would need to do.
Yeah.
But I'm a sleeper. Jax gets up at 7 a.m. on a weekend. And if maybe you're crazy like Jax, I just want to know, what do you do with that time?
Can I guess what she's about to
say? No, you go ahead, TJ. You tell
us.
I guarantee you the next word out of her mouth is going to be, I putter around. Do you putter?
I may putter.
Wow.
I may putter. No, but
I know our girl.
I like to get up early because I like to have my coffee and I like to chill and I like to do some puttering, water my plants.
Can't do that after 9.
And I like to go to the gym. And I also, guys, I go to bed at like 9 on Friday and Saturday nights because
Do you really?
I do. I love going. I like the morning better than I like the night. Does that make sense?
Because, for people who are early to bed people, the one thing about early risers is a lot of them will tell you, I don't need a lot of sleep. I do. Yeah. I know for sure that I do. Yeah. And I'm definitely not an early riser by nature.
Yeah.
So if you go to bed early, what does your partner Michelle do? Does she come to bed with you?
Yes. Yes.
And she goes to bed early too.
She's my perfect match because she also likes morning better than she likes night. But don't get me wrong, like I will stay out until 6 a.m. partying, but I will also go to bed at 8 p.m. no problem. Like I love it. I love to sleep. I love to sleep early.
Really?
In the winter, it's great because the sun goes down early. Catch me in bed at 6. I'm like a weird little elder bat. I love it. I don't care, man. I don't care. Mornings are nice.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're quiet.
They're fine. That's a great way.
They're quiet.
You know what's even better than that, though? Like 10 p.m.
I work with teenage boys, I swear to God.
Morning people are like people who do CrossFit and people who are vegans to me, anyway.
Well,
they
I'm
love
neither.
To tell you how great the morning is. Yeah. And every time I get up for it, I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, oh, you haven't lived until you woke up for a sunset. I've seen a few. Sunrise is what I mean.
I've been this way forever, though. Even like since I was a teenager, I've just loved the morning.
Well, that means that there's time to change you.
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask TJ this question, and then I'm going to ask you. TJ, do you feel any degree of guilt when you sleep in?
Yeah, there is. Like, after 9. If it's like 9, 10, I feel a little bit guilty.
Okay.
But that's not fair. TJ is always feeling guilt.
I used to feel guilt because I grew up in a household like Jax's where it's like you wake up at 7 a.m. and you start mowing the lawn at 7:10.
Just to pee off the neighbors.
Jax.
I feel immense guilt.
You feel immense guilt. So that is why you wake
immense
up early.
Guilt.
It's not because you enjoy it. You're guilty about it.
No, I've guilted myself into liking it. Like, I like it now, but I used to feel always guilty. Oh. Like, if I... Because it's wasting a day to me.
You should talk to someone about that.
When was the last time you slept in?
I slept till 11 a.m. In 2019. I remember
that.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
That was pre-pandemic.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It was a big weekend for music. Of course, Drake announced that Certified Lover Boy is finally coming out this Friday.
Yeah!
Which means Jax was finally right.
I wasn't. I said it was going to come out last Friday.
Yeah.
We also said it was going to come out in January.
Also said it was going to come out in April.
Mind your business.
Also, Donda finally came out this past weekend. Did you give it a listen? The album includes contributions from Jay-Z, The Weeknd, Young Thug, Jay Electronica, The Lox, Travis Scott, and many others. There's like 27 tracks on it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Kanye West is claiming that his label released Donda without his approval. So he shared an Instagram post claiming that his label released the album without his permission, saying Universal put my album out without my approval. They blocked Jail 2 from being on the album. That issue was corrected a few hours later as Jail Part 2, when it originally came out, was like grayed out and you couldn't play it. And now you can. It features DaBaby.
And Marilyn Manson,
And Marilyn Manson. That's why a lot of people were thinking that Spotify banned it, but it was quickly put up after,
Okay. Also, so people don't know if he was this upset about Jail 2 or if they were upset that they released Donda too early or whatever he wanted to do. So it's pretty interesting. Even when the album's out, there's still talk about it. McDonald's is teasing something that's happening tomorrow, and everyone was very upset that it's not the return of the McPizza. I guess on Friday they put out some sort of thing like, hey, just wait till Tuesday. And everyone just assumed it was the McPizza because why would it not be? And they said, it's not McPizza. Think more spice, less slice. I'm hoping it's the return of McDonald's salads. Very well, McDonald's
don't they still have salads?
Yeah, they still have salads.
They do?
Yeah.
I'm pretty
sure.
You
just don't eat the salads anymore.
Yeah, no one eats the salads. Yeah. Why are you going to McDonald's for a salad? You're not going to McDonald's for a salad.
They had a good Southwestern salad.
Stop.
They did.
They did. You went to McDonald's and had a salad.
No, but my mother used to eat them. Yeah.
Roaching is the new dating term you got to be aware of if you're single this fall. Oh, that's weird to say this fall. Roaching refers to the act of hiding the fact that you're seeing multiple people from a new romantic partner. While the new companion may realize their partner has other lovers, it only becomes roaching when they realize there are, in fact, many other lovers. Anyone ever roach someone?
I'm not sure. Wait, so you're hiding the fact that you're dating other people? Or so like, you're not being honest about it?
That's just a new name for, like, a name that's been around there for many, many years. Like an F-boy? I can't say that. That's exactly what that is.
You can say that? Yeah,
it's an F-boy.
Okay.
That's what that is.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
From a former F-boy himself.
Mm.
I'm not. I was not.
I'm kidding.
How dare you? Maybe a little bit, but not that bad.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with your charm. Come on.
Yeah.
Here's Olivia Rodrigo. Ooh.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When you get a wedding invite and you reply yes, you're supposed to show up, right?
Yes.
If you say that you're going, you have to go.
Have you ever no-showed a wedding?
I have not.
I don't know a single person that has.
I've honestly thought that was illegal.
100%, because that's the right thing to do. Now, a viral photo, I know you guys talked a little bit about this on Friday, but this blew up over the weekend, of a wedding reception invoice just took off. Because what happened was, couple was no-showed. Basically, they had a wedding, they had the plates prepared, and as you know, it's pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. To put that together. So basically, this couple, Doug Simmons and Deidre McGee.
Doug and Deidre.
Of Chicago. Basically sent their friends an invoice saying, hey, you didn't show up, so you owe us $240.
Huh. Wrinkle of the story, too, it was a destination wedding. So it was at a resort as well.
And they only charged them $240.
Yeah.
It's nice. Maybe they were just hungover for the dinner. I wonder if they made it to the destination just didn't get to the reception.
That could happen.
That can happen. But I don't think that's what happened in this particular story. Now, there was some... When this was brought up in the studio earlier this morning, there were some interesting opinions. So we'll start with Jax on this one.
I think Dougie and Dee Dee are monsters. I don't think you should do that. I don't think you should invoice people for not coming to your wedding. That's awful.
Even when they say that they're going to be there, though?
Yeah, it's the cost. You're throwing the wedding. It's cost of investment, buddy. Cut your losses.
Cost of investment.
Cost of investment. You can't charge people for not coming. I wouldn't even dream of sending someone an invoice. That is so next level.
TJ?
This is awful.
See, and I'm a bit more on the fence than Jax. I think both parties are kind of crummy here. Like, if you say you're going to be somewhere, you should go.
Uh-huh.
Having said that, you shouldn't invoice someone if they don't show up. If you're throwing a party, especially a big event, you have to, there's overhead with this type of stuff. You have to understand that some things are going to go wrong. Some people are going to show up that weren't invited. Some people that were invited aren't going to show up.
Yep.
But having said that, I think I side with the couple because I love the pettiness of it. This is God-tier level pettiness.
See, I don't think it's petty at all. I think it's the right thing to do.
Cheap Adam. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Well, when you guys go through the process.
It's the only married one on the show.
With me. All right. So I've been through the marriage and the divorce before you guys even got through the marriage.
Let me just throw this out.
I'm going to say that I would say that the divorce was not happy on my list.
Yeah, okay.
The marriage part of things, though, you put months into planning, months into searching out where you're going to have it,
what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, how it's all going to look. And by the way, as somebody who hates planning, it was my personal hell. I hated every step of wedding planning, but I knew it was necessary. Now, you don't even understand the minutia of what goes into planning a wedding. So for me, for you not to show up, not only would I invoice you, but we're probably friends off for at least 6 months. I'm probably not talking to you.
I would be upset with them, but I wouldn't friends off, and nor would I invoice them. Also, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you cooked all your own food at your wedding, Adam. I didn't realize that you pressed the tablecloths.
Okay.
I didn't realize that this was so much of your work.
Listen,
oh,
I know you're
no.
the favorite. I know you're the favorite.
Oh, no.
This is not a good look.
This was a mistake.
This is, you've gone down. You've gone down a bad road.
I'm just saying.
This
just
is a mistake.
Cut your losses. Let it go.
Okay.
Let it go, my love.
Now, I would like to throw this out. 416-872-9999-999 to text. You tell us. Anybody no show your wedding? What did you do about it? Or tell Jax that she's completely off base on this one. Even TJ's like, I
don't know.
Go there.
Like, normally Jax is pretty right about stuff, and
don't
I just accept it. I don't
people.
Know about
don't charge
giving
people.
You crap about not pressing your own tablecloths.
Yeah?
Third
yeah.
time's the charm there.
Clean, TJ. Real clean.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Somebody no-shows your wedding. They say they're going to come. You prepare the seats. You prepare the tables. You get everything ready to go. And then they don't show up. Do you invoice them? A couple in Chicago actually did this. They got married. A couple of their friends just didn't show up, so they invoiced them $240. Is that wrong? What do you think, Kaylee?
I had a bunch of people no-show my wedding, and you don't do anything about it. Like, life happens.
Yeah.
Why?
People get sick. People, like, have their own marital or relationship issues or family emergencies. Like, you don't know what's going on.
See, and then that's where I'm disappointed, because if you're having relationship problems, show up to my wedding. I want to see. I want to witness it. This is my day.
This is our opportunity to witness you drunk.
It also takes so much more energy and negative feelings to send out those invoices. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just, you know what?
Yeah.
Life happens, and I just had a great day, like the best day of my life, so.
But you're just cool with throwing away the $240 here, guys?
If you're wise, you plan smart.
Oh!
Yeah, Adam.
Fine.
Kaylee, I love you. Call in all the time, please.
Of course. Have a great night, guys.
TJ, you got some text messages?
Yeah, from the 289. Charge them! Especially during COVID, people have been forced to reduce guest lists significantly, so that invite could have gone to another couple, perhaps one that would say they were coming and would. Another one from the 226. Our wedding had over 300 people, and of course, some people didn't show up. You just take it as a loss and move on. However, the people who didn't show up missed out on a great party.
That's right. It's their loss. It's their loss.
I got two more for you. From the 416, I'm with Jax. Yes, it looks bad not showing up when you said you would, but now, sending an invoice, you look worse.
Yeah. Why does that look bad? Why does that look worse?
It's just petty.
Is it?
It's just yucky and petty.
Isn't it yuckier to no-show someone's wedding?
No, it is. Yeah. They're not right for not showing up, but if you take the time, like, you should be enjoying your marriage. If you take the time to write up an invoice. Always take the high road.
Can I read this last one? That's not exactly the high road. That's my favorite thing on earth.
Okay.
From the 647. As a bride who is getting married in June, if I invite you and you RSVP yes, and you decide not to show up unless a death has happened, you best believe my petty ass is sending you an invoice, and we will never be friends again.
Oh, my God.
I'll honestly probably drag your name through the mud for a while, too. I am spending $200 on each plate per person. If you don't come after you have RSVP, you're dead to me. This isn't a bank.
Oh, my God.
How dare you not show up after I pay for your meal and all of your booze?
God bless you.
Man,
thank
our soulmate
you.
Is out there, Adam.
Somebody is honest.
No.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's the greatest treasure you've ever pulled out of the trash? Someone else's trash, not your own. I know Jax has got a few of these. Before we let her get to hers.
The two of you? No.
There's a mother of four in Dallas that has quit her full-time job because she's making about $1,000 a week dumpster diving.
Oh, wow.
Her name's Tiffany. She got into dumpster diving after watching some YouTube videos about it in 2016. And she mostly targets, like, they call it commercial trash, like the mall. So she'll get out behind stores like Victoria's Secret, Bed Bath & Beyond, Party City, stuff like that. And sometimes they'll toss out new or returned merchandise that they can't sell for whatever reason. And so she kind of looks for stuff that she can sell on like Kijiji and that sort of thing. So she'll go in to get it.
Smart.
And then she kind of lists it all and sells it. Like Marketplace, whatever.
That is very, very smart.
It is.
Yeah.
And you make your own hours, right?
Yeah.
So and you're your own boss.
Like, yeah, it's a, you know, it's pretty sweet. I don't know. It doesn't sound so bad. I mean, it would be a little smelly from time to time.
I
but Victoria's Secret trash can't be that bad, right?
Yeah, but then you have to find the other, go through the other trash, or like accidentally go into the other trash, and that's what I can't get into. And I know a couple people who like, because especially in Toronto, a lot of condos have garbage rooms.
Oh yeah,
our very own Sam East says you can always find treasures in there. My ex girlfriend loves going into our condos.
I had a guy at a condo I lived in who time I took my bottles down, he was in the room collecting them, and I'm sure he made a killing.
Well, either that or like there's like furniture down there, or like there's like random things. And I don't necessarily do garbage, but I like a nice little curbside pickup. Let me tell you what.
You get garbage though, also.
Yeah.
Well, back in Halifax, because there's so many students, like every Wednesday of a certain month, there's something to it. But people will just put out old things that they don't want, and students will come and get it to like furnish their houses, like, you know, old couches. Or
is that an actual thing?
Yeah, Dalhousie and SMU, there's so many universities, and like a lot of kids, you know, and students are just starting out. So there's always treasures outside in Halifax. And I found, and I have it to this day, I think it was 15 years ago, one of the best mirrors that I've ever had. It's very incredibly heavy, but it's like this beautiful wood mirror.
What did you steal from the trash last summer, Jax?
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah. A few times.
I took a pallet from the Canadian Tire.
A pallet?
Two pallets.
And they're the blue colored ones, which are the ones you're not supposed to take.
One of them was.
You repainted it so it's not blue anymore.
Well, I needed some garden pallets, and it was a pandemic. I wanted to wrap my lights around.
I remember a truck driver calling in and being like, you shouldn't steal the blue ones.
We need those.
Guy helped me.
There's an alley right around the corner here, and Jack saw a wood lather there, and it was definitely by a dumpster, and she goes, I should take this home, and I had to talk her out of it.
I didn't take it home.
Her putting it in her Golf.
I don't like the smell of garbage, but other things I will take.
I've somebody put out a couch on my street the other day, and it was right before the rain came in.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, so this couch is good for like another hour, and then it gets soaked. It got soaked, but then the next day it was gone. Somebody stopped by and took it anyway.
Don't
and
I take
was
fabric things.
Well, that's the thing, right? Fabric is what I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
I you know what? If it's a nice mirror, okay, maybe I'll consider it.
But the fabric,
I'm like, I don't want to know. Yeah. And especially after it's been wet, what do you do? Like blow dry that?
No. Maybe a nice futon.
It. Oh, God.
That's as bad as ever happened on the futon.
416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. The question is, you dumpster dived. What'd you get? That would really surprise people, and you're kind of really proud of, you know, other than thieving pallets like Jax.
Hey.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Dumpster diving treasures. What if you pulled from the trash? You're like, you know, I don't tell people this is from the trash, but it's from the trash. I found out that my girlfriend's parents, they have this gigantic, big wooden table at their cottage. And it's a nice cottage, so it's not like, you know, usually sometimes you walk into people's cottages and like, well, this is the furniture that we kind of, you know, it's not
the
best
furniture.
It's never leaving.
Yeah.
They have this beautiful big wooden table, and I was saying to Natalie's mom, I'm like, wow, it's gorgeous. And she's like, thanks, we got it from the dump.
Yeah.
It's like, no way. And then
cottage
like the chair.
Dump.
Yeah. And they're like, and then we got cool chairs with it, and it looks brand new and amazing.
Incredible.
It just reminded me where I would go camping when I was a kid. my buddy's mom, who owned the property, used to like go to the dump and find us all these treasures that we could play with during the summer. And one of which was a big metal slide, and she put it on a hill so we could go down the slide and into the river.
Really?
The only problem was it was a really old metal slide that would sit out in the sun all day, so it would get really hot. And also, it was really jagged, so you had to have your tetanus shot before you could ride the slide.
Recycling, though, man. Recycling. Reuse.
What are the texts saying?
Recycle.
Someone's coming in from the 647. Video games, that was a complete score. From the 613, I dumpster dive. I've gotten a full cabinet and refurnished it into a buffet hutch.
Oh, and they're crafty, though. That's
and you
not
can,
fair.
You know what you should do if you're going to do this? You're going to like refinish things. Make sure you put it all on video and then slow-mo it. Super fast-mo, and then you can get a viral TikTok out of it.
That's right.
From the 647, I found a coffee table in my mom's condo's garbage room. Took it and upgraded it for my own taste.
The condo rooms.
Condo rooms are seriously
a condo garbage
awesome.
Room
because it's
are.
Clean, right?
And it's not outside. Yeah. Like I told you about that couch on my street, right?
Yeah.
Rain hits it, it's toast.
Also, there's somebody always with a nicer unit than you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you
and
want their stuff.
Yes,
they have the upgraded version of the IKEA thing that you have.
Exactly.
Last one from the 705. Driving by some garbage on a street, somebody was emptying a house from renters having left. I saw a small sewing table and I thought I'd grab it so that my wife can put her sewing machine on it.
Oh, cool.
Once I stopped, I noticed that it was an antique sewing table and that the machine folds underneath it. I still have it, and it's been about 8 years, and it actually works. It's probably dated back to the 1940s.
That's incredible.
It's a lime pastel green kind of finish on it.
Oh, nice. Cool. That's a good it's probably worth some serious money.
Maybe.
But don't try to sell it, Adam.
Why not?
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Justin Bieber has officially become Spotify's most streamed artist.
Hey,
broke the record. Boy.
Beating out Ariana Grande for the title after racking up 83.3 million listens over the last month. The first time such a number has been achieved by an artist in the same time period. He's also followed by The Weeknd, who hit 74.5 million, and Ed Sheeran, who reached 72.4 million. Good for Justin. Speaking of the music, it was a big weekend. Drake's Certified Lover Boy is finally dropping this Friday. I guess he, air quotes, hacked ESPN's like Sports Center in the States to announce that Certified Lover Boy was coming out, but then he just went on Instagram and posted the weird photo being like, it's coming. So it's happening.
It was
on
a bunch
Friday.
Of pregnant women emojis. Yeah. That's how he knows that. What's that? It's just that he's a certified lover boy. All the ladies are going to love it. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Well, there it is. Also, Donda came out this weekend finally.
Yeah.
But Kanye, I guess, is upset with his label for releasing it. He shared an Instagram post claiming that the label released the album without his permission, saying Universal put out my album without my approval, and they blocked Jail Part 2 from being on the album. Jail Part 2, by the way, features DaBaby.
And so, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, not probably hit him for a reason. Now, it is, it was grayed out on Spotify, but now it looks like it's uploaded. So it's unclear if Kanye West was upset that they didn't release that song as well, or if maybe he just didn't want the album to come out. But the point is, Donda's out, and Certified Lover Boy's coming out on Friday. So everyone's still kind of going through it to see if there's going to be a bunch of Drake or Kanye references, and we're just going to have to wait and see. If you have trouble sleeping, you should apparently eat a scoop of peanut butter, at least according to science. Dr. Anthony Ewan from Detroit shares helpful tips and tricks on TikTok. And according to the doctor, eating a little scoop of peanut butter will help you get sleepy as it contains, tryptophan.
Tryptophan. Mm.
Yep, that one too. And it helps you fall asleep. It's the same ingredient that turkey dinner has.
Yeah. It makes you like super, super sleepy. The tryptophan in it, will like put you out.
All right. It can also help with serotonin and melatonin, which is a good mood stabilizer. This is great news for people like Jax who love peanut butter.
So don't have peanut butter in the morning then.
Don't have it in the morning. It can make you sleepy. I love to sleepwalk and go eat peanut butter in the night. So this is wonderful.
Do you?
Yeah. Naked. Asleep.
Do you just on a spoon or just your hand?
What's that? Oh, a spoon. I'm a lady. Yeah.
That's what's trying to give TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, you loved 5K Friday.
Yes.
We loved 5K Friday. $5,000 every single Friday. What if we could give that an upgrade? 8 o'clock, we have an announcement for you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever made or had a friend come back for vacation and make a drastic change? A drastic change. Change, you're like, really?
Look at you go.
Now, your boy TJ.
Man, TJ now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, about to be. So here's the thing with TJ, right? He's pretty routine. Likes his schedule.
Loves his schedule.
Let's talk about what you do before you go to bed, TJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to give people an example.
I always lay out my clothes in the order of which I put them on.
Right.
So at the very bottom is a shirt, and then it's pants. Shirt, belt, pants, underwear, socks. Yes, I put my socks on first and then underwear. And then I put that right by the shower so I know it's there. I get the little sweetener powder that I put in my coffee in the morning. I put that in the cup and I put it underneath the Keurig, which I pre-fill, and I put the K-Cup in it. It's just the lid's not closed, so it's ready to go. And then I put my oatmeal in my bag and I put my bag by the door so I don't forget it.
You okay?
Yeah. little type A.
You good?
So CJ's super type A.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
No.
It works for him. Yeah. Now, interestingly, TJ switched something up major.
Oh yeah.
Now,
big time.
And Jax was definitely for sure pointing it out this morning. And we thought we might let you know.
She couldn't wait till you were back.
TJ, what is the new thing that you are drinking in the morning? Along with the sweetener in your coffee.
Muscle milk.
Okay, explain exactly what that is.
What is muscle milk?
It is milk for my muscles. I have gone to the gym 7 times now.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
And
you know,
I'm trying to make some changes in my diet.
Attaboy,
I'm trying to
yeah.
get swole. And part of that process is drinking Muscle Milk.
Okay.
I think. Because it says Why muscle.
Did you, who told you to get Muscle Milk? What's
Nobody. It said muscles on it, and I thought, well,
actually?
That'll, yeah, that'll help me get muscle.
So it's like a protein drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it taste like?
It tastes like chocolate.
Okay.
And really good. It's my favorite thing.
Okay, because it kind of looks like the stuff that we used to give to my grandparents yeah. when their
like
health was failing.
Like Ensure? Ensure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I see it? Pass it over here. Pass it over here. Let me see it.
It is Boost.
It is Boost. Yeah, it is Boost.
No okay. way. Is it actually
it is Boost?
Boost?
Yeah, I'm holding up the camera
oh
here.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Boost.
Okay, so.
It's chocolate milk, TJ. It's a chocolate Boost.
Secret time. I told you guys Muscle Milk because I didn't want you to judge me for drinking Boost.
So you're drinking Boost?
No, my love. Yeah. No. And he is fair because you are working out a lot more.
Yeah.
It has like 27 grams of protein,
yeah.
26 vitamins and minerals, vitamin D, but it's like.
Right.
It's also, you know, it's a meal replacement, right?
Yeah.
Love
okay,
by
yeah.
geriatrics trying, everywhere.
Do
you want the real story? I'm trying to like cut down on calories.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get trim.
Okay.
Val and I booked a trip in December. And I want to be able to take my shirt off around her.
Okay.
Cut down on the belly. So now I drink old people protein shakes in the morning.
Let me ask you something.
It smells really good.
416-872-9999, 999-999 text. You're a routine person.
It's insured.
Or you know a routine person. They try to change the routine. How long do you think the Boost / Muscle Milk that TJ is drinking is going to last?
It's either going to be gone in a week or it's here forever. There's no in between with me.
Right.
When you came in this morning, he was shaking it nice and high so we could both see that he's got his protein drink.
And I
wanted
you guys to see my definition.
You're
which
looking
none
great.
Of you noticed.
You know,
you're looking great.
It's important that you know like that osteoporosis doesn't set in for you, man.
Yeah.
28 years old. Don't want to mess around.
You'll be laughing when I still remember everything when I'm cognizant.
It's the weekend. It's Take My Breath. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So when your friend makes a big change, a big life change, which for TJ, for most of us would be a small life change, but for TJ, this is a big one.
Yeah.
Very type A. TJ's now switched to what he called Muscle Milk, but what we know is actually Boost.
It's Boost in the protein plus 27 grams of protein, whatever that means.
My mom used to send packs of it to my grandparents in Calgary before they passed because they were losing weight, and we wanted to make sure that they stayed with it, you know?
Yeah.
And TJ, who is skinny, maybe you need this too.
Well,
going to the gym, right?
My mom drinks them because she does have osteoporosis.
Honestly, when I
she does.
When I went to Shoppers Drug Mart to buy them, because that's where I had to buy them.
Oh, good.
And I was in the aisle. There was an elderly woman, and she was. we both reached for the same six pack, and I said, "You go ahead." And she goes, "Oh, thank you." And then she saw me reach for another one, and she kind of gave me a nod. Like when two people who are driving Jeeps drive by each other, and they give each other like the wave.
The Jeep signal.
You got a community, eh?
Yeah. And then she invited me to go do
so
yoga.
That's so funny.
I can imagine being like, you first, young lady.
Yeah.
That would be TJ. Yeah. So.
Me and her are dating.
So what do the text messages say? Because there's a lot of people who believe in you. I'm surprised.
Yeah. From the 647, I support you, TJ. You got to keep hitting it. Yeah, hitting it. Getting the gym. Getting swole, getting it in. You know how it is. No, you guys don't because I work out. They say, I promise you, you will get more use out of those drinks than a stand-up paddleboard.
Oh,
Adam.
Okay. Well, maybe. It's still sitting in my garage.
Yeah, you bought it last year, never used it once.
Yeah, I know.
From the 416, I give him a couple of weeks. I believe in him. Another one from the 705. Well, it takes theoretically 22 days to establish routine. So whether TJ can keep drinking this drink for 22 days and establish that routine, or he just won't. And then they also gave me a bunch of supplements I could have instead.
That doesn't sound very
so it's, I've actually researched it. It's a minimum of 22 days to establish routine, but it could take up to like 3 to 4 months.
So let me ask you this. When have you, like, have you signed up for your aqua aerobics class yet? Or
I'm a little busy.
Okay.
Just yelling at the youth about everything I can think of.
Okay, good. That's great.
Yeah, blaming millennials for all my problems.
This is great. We'll update you. We'll let you know if the Boost
we?
Continues.
I think you'll see it in the videos when I get really fit.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Roaching! Sounds kind of gross.
Yep.
Yep, sure does.
Now, of course, this is a term for dating. Something brand new. And I think you should know about it because as the world is somewhat reopening, as we step 3
A lot of dating happening. The dating apps are exploding. We're getting a lot of requests for ghosted.
Ghosted.
Yes. Coming back, don't worry. Want to let you know what roaching is. So roaching refers to the act of hiding the fact that you're seeing multiple people from a new romantic partner. While the new companion may realize that their partner has other lovers, it only becomes roaching when they realize they are, in fact, there are many. You know, because you, okay, here's the thing, cockroach, right? You see a cockroach, yeah. It's one cockroach, that's the tip of the iceberg. If there's one, there's many.
Okay.
It's like mice. See one, there's many.
But this is new. This is a tale as old as time.
I think it is. I think this is just the defining.
A trendier
the new
word.
One. Yeah. The F-boying. 100%. I would call this snaking.
Snaking?
Yeah, it sounds like a snake move.
So, question.
Okay.
If you are pre the conversation, is there anything wrong with roaching? Honestly.
Yes.
Why?
Because you're not disclosing to somebody that you have multiple partners.
Well, it also depends on how far you are into the relationship. Like, if you're sleeping with multiple people, that's probably roaching. So, but, like, if you're just, like, hanging out with someone.
The definition says, while the new companion may realize the partner has other lovers, it only becomes roaching when they realize, in fact, there are many other lovers. They might think it's one or two.
Just talk to each other. We always come back to this. Just tell people.
I'm not totally convinced that roaching is against the rules.
It is. It is 100% against the rules. Stop sleeping with multiple people and then not telling people that you are. Just stop it.
There's clearly a line, right? Like, because if you haven't had the conversation, like, what do you really owe somebody? You're allowed to sleep with whoever you want.
Whoever you want.
Right? But there is a line after a certain amount where you go, okay, that's a little greasy. That's roaching. And I don't know what the number is.
The line is, if you slept with the person, you owe them. Like, to tell them if you're sleeping with somebody
else. But what I'm saying is do you owe them the exact number? Jax, in the definition, it says your partner may be aware.
Yeah.
But it's only when it becomes many.
So what's many?
What is many?
Because three is few.
Is it?
Five many, yeah.
So four?
What would four be?
I don't know. I skipped. Okay. So three is few and four is many.
Three is few and then
so
four
we're
is more than
line.
A few.
Okay.
You start telling them after one. Come on now. I wouldn't be, communication.
You know,
communication.
Like, I can't even find one. Can we get one?
Honestly,
one through the door?
When I was dating, I would get so stressed about having multiple partners. Like, it's
a lot of work.
It's so much work. So that's why whenever you hear about people that have like three, four, five different partners, I'm like, where do you have the time?
Yeah. I remember.
How do you remember all those middle names?
I remember kind of jumping back into that and being like, because you think when you're in a relationship for a long time, you think, that would be probably fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of guilt and a lot of, can I be honest with you? A lot of boring conversations, isn't it?
It's also a lot of hoops to jump through. It's
Maybe it's just we're in our early 30s and we've been there, done that, and then we're like, eh.
Somebody from the 905, clarify for us. Three is few, four is several, and five is many.
Aha!
Yeah. Okay. I love people who listen to the show. They always know the answers.
When we should and we don't.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
Hey, before we get into What's Trending, I think you should text Fries, F-R-I-E-S, and your full name right now to 999999 for your chance to win a $100 McDonald's gift card.
Woo!
So you can enjoy their world-famous fries.
Yeah, sweet fry.
Cover me.
Delicious.
Cover me. Eat them off my chest.
I would. Okay, so we have a prize.
So what's happening anyway?
So sexually charged.
Sorry. Wow. We haven't seen each other in a month.
I know.
It's
been
a bit.
Jack's just wants to eat fries off your body.
I would.
Speaking of McDonald's, they've been teasing something big happening tomorrow.
Ooh.
On Friday, they tweeted out like, get ready for Tuesday. And everyone online was like, it's the McPizza.
Yes.
It's finally coming back. It's not. And now the internet is upset about it. They tweeted, it's not McPizza. Think more spice, less slice. So people are now suspecting spicy nuggets, which would be interesting.
I don't want that. Can we just have the pizza?
The McPizza? I don't remember the McPizza. Was it good?
It was delicious.
It was incredible.
Was it actually?
Yeah, and we actually used to have, there was dueling days, right? Because you, before health got involved, we used to be able to have pizza days at school.
I remember that.
And it was either Pizza Hut or the McPizza. And they had like competing. So one month it would be the McPizza, the next month it would be Pizza Hut. It was amazing. And it was so good. And the cheese would stick to the cardboard and you'd pull the cheese off the cardboard. You get a little cardboard with it, but you don't care.
It was
so
a perfect amount for kids. I used to have my birthday parties at McDonald's sometimes.
Oh,
when I was a cool kid with a play place and everyone would get a pizza. Mm-hmm. Everyone was happy.
My 30th birthday, I want to rent out a movie theater room, like, you know, the party rooms, and I want to try and pay McDonald's to make a pizza now. You guys have inspired me. I found a way to make this about me.
Yeah.
If you're having trouble sleeping, you should scoop of peanut butter, at least according to science. Dr. Anthony Ewan from Detroit shares helpful tips and tricks on TikTok. And according to the doctor, eating a little scoop of peanut butter will help you get sleepy as it contains tryptophan. Jack, did I say that right?
Tryptophan.
Thank you. Which helps you fall asleep. It's the same ingredient as a big old turkey dinner.
Hmm.
They say it can also help with serotonin and melatonin, which is a mood stabilizer.
Oh.
It was a big weekend for music. Drake's Certified Lover Boy will finally drop this upcoming Friday.
Hey!
I was right!
Yeah, you've only been saying it's coming out every Friday for the last year and a half. He kind of hacked ESPN and said, like, it's coming out. But then on Instagram, like an hour ago, he officially announced that it's coming out. Also, Donda from Kanye West came out this weekend, and it has 27 songs on it. So I haven't been able to get through the whole thing, but it sounds good. Also has contributions from Jay-Z, The Weeknd, Young Thug, Travis Scott, a bunch of others. Speaking of which, Kanye's also claiming that his label released Donda without his approval. So there's a song on it called Jail Part 2, which featured DaBaby, who, of course, isn't very popular right now. For obvious reasons. And when they released the song on Spotify, or released the album, pardon me, on Spotify, that song was unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put out his statement, and then they later released the song. So it's unclear if his statement tagging his own label.
Well, it's DaBaby and Marilyn Manson, right?
Yes.
And that's, and Marilyn Manson has been accused of
sexual misconduct as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe, did they not pull his music? Or
they did, his label let him go, and then, yeah, DaBaby, there was a bunch of homophobic comments. Yeah. So
and, of course, Kanye had them out at his listening party in Chicago.
On Thursday night,
So, it's interesting to see what's going to happen there, but it's just funny how the album is finally out and the story is still just about the album.
He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. He really does, and that's what's trending him, TJ.
Thank you. TJ, did you know that you can win $5,000 a day with 99.9 Virgin Radio starting next Tuesday? Go to 99.9virginradio.ca for details. $5,000 a day with us.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever wanted to feel like you're one of those cool people in the movies who just looks so stylish and amazing, and you're like, I want to walk through a hotel, looking my best, feeling my best, and being cool.
A main character moment. A main character moment.
Yeah. I wanted a main character moment. Yeah. So we go, so my girlfriend and I had a staycation here in Toronto. Because obviously, like, trying to go anywhere really at the moment is just kind of iffy or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, I never get to stay in any hotel in this city. Yeah. And everybody who comes in talks about how great the hotels are. I'm like, man, I might as well try something else. So we stayed at the Ritz. Stay for a while to stay at the Ritz. I'm not going to lie to you.
I was going to say, you've been working on this for a minute then. Yeah.
I stayed in a bathroom at the Ritz, basically. It was the smallest, tiniest room.
A Groupon.
Yeah.
What other couple did you go with?
but when you walk through the lobby of the Ritz, feel pretty good, right?
You're just a guest at the Ritz. Nobody knows that you're staying in the broom closet.
That's right. You're like, thank you,
I have a
Mr.
feeling
Valet.
This didn't go well.
Well, I thought it was going really well.
Yeah.
But then we had the bright idea of going out and partaking in a joint.
Okay.
Just that, you know, like, because there's that park across the street, right? Right near Roy Thompson Hall. So just sat on a bench and, you know, it was a summer evening. It was beautiful. And, you know, kind of watched people and then just hung out, right?
Smoked a J,
100%. So go back into the hotel. And this is where we made a scene. And it wasn't really, I can't blame Natalie for this. This is me.
Were you going to blame Natalie?
Well, no. I mean, I say we. It's
he
me.
He was.
Okay. So we went into the elevator. And you know how you got to swipe to get to each floor or whatever? Okay. So I take out my card, swipe, press the spot that I'm at. And I think it's working. We just turn around and start talking to each other. All of a sudden, we're on the 15th floor. A guy walks on. And this is a guy who, you know, you're like, this guy runs a company for sure.
He belongs to be here. He's not just here high with his girlfriend.
100%. Okay. There's people that have that air about them.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys lost? I was like, oh no. So I guess we got a little too high up.
Yeah.
Got a little too high and then a little too high up in the building.
Okay.
And then we went all the way back down to the ground. And I'm trying to swipe this key card the whole time.
And Natalie's not saying anything. She's just, she's
kind of. I love her.
She's like, she just shut down.
Because she left
like,
her body.
And I was making a joke on the way in because she gets a little paranoid. She was like, you know, I hope nobody knows what we're doing. I'm like, first off, it's legal. Second, I'm like, everybody knows.
Yeah.
I said, oh, the doorman knows. Well, the front desk clerks
know. Don't troll her.
Everybody knows.
So
I was just totally needling her the whole way.
Don't do that.
I'm like,
to
oh, man, I hope we don't make a scene. And she's like, oh, I don't want to make a scene. She's like, TJ hates making a scene.
Yeah, I hate a scene.
And then she grabs my hand as we're leaving this elevator going back down to the ground floor. Mm-hmm. And I have been swiping and moving. And I am, at this point, I'm cursing loudly. It's not great. It's not a good look. And she pulls me out of the elevator and she said, look at the card. So I looked down at the card and she said, what does the card say? Because, you're supposed to be your roommate, right? It's my Hegarty insurance card. So I have my proof of car insurance.
Why is this elevator except proof of insurance?
You
what type
weed
of
man.
Hotel are you running here?
You're a weeder. So that's what happens.
Then I looked at my wallet. Of course, I don't have any of the key passes. So I have to go to the front desk.
Incredible.
And I apparently, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have a booming voice. So I had the conversation. It was echoing through the lobby, and she was hiding by the elevators.
I hate it. Good, Natalie. Out of girl. I'd leave you too.
So then we did get up to our room. They were amazing about it.
Did they ask you to leave immediately?
No, they didn't. No, it was fine. I mean, just me and my insurance card. But I wanted to throw this out there at 416-872-9999, 999-999 text. My question to you, and this is important. When have you made a scene at a very fancy place that maybe you didn't belong in? Because that's how I felt. I'm like, I've just gone to this fancy place. I'm trying to hang with fancy people. And I have made a mess of this.
Also, that guy who runs that company you were in the elevator with, never going to hire
you. Oh, never. That's it for
you.
I'm toast.
Yeah.
I could have been VP.
You could have.
That was my chance.
That's what got you. That's
anyway,
what got you.
416-872-9999. Or you can text us, 999-999 if you're too afraid to show your voice, which I get it. We can disguise it, though. It's Dua Lipa. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're trying to be fancy, but you made a bit of a scene in a fancy place. This goes after I tried to stay at the Ritz-Carlton and be fancy last week. And after partaking in a joint, trying to get up into my hotel room, and was using my insurance card rather than the key card, and I had lost the key card. And then had to go to the front desk and explain myself. It was like talking to my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you show up too late.
I love this for you. I like that this happened. Yeah. I like this narrative.
Everyone needs to be humbled every once in a while, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
You didn't need it.
I'd be humbled the rest of my life after that one.
We had some great texts coming in from the 416. I have my cards declined at Harbor 60 Steakhouse. That's that really fancy steakhouse down by the water, right?
Yeah.
I took a date there trying to impress her.
No.
And it just so happens that my cards got locked that day by the bank because they thought someone had taken them. So that wasn't fun. Because I guess if they think someone's like committing fraud on your card, they'll lock it, right?
Wow. I guess you're washing dishes.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Woohoo!
From the 613, my cousin and I went to a rave in Montreal. Back at our hotel after the checkout, we somehow split up. I fell asleep in an elevator, and she went to join a prom. The hotel staff brought us back together and to our room. It was the most embarrassing checkout ever.
I love that, though. Like, imagine being reunited. Me, like, how did we get here? But I'm so glad we're here.
Yeah. And how excited you were to see your friend again?
Also, thank God for hotel staff.
Oh,
thank
God bless them. Last one here from the 647. I was staying at a very fancy hotel in Vancouver. And I thought it would be very fun to go to my friend's room down the hall in my robe. While walking down, the robe fell off. And when I was naked in the hall in front of the elevator as the hotel manager walked out of the elevator. Anytime you're naked in public, you can just assume you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Or something really, really right.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, we like to treat this like a family. And so when we have a new member, we have to introduce the new member to the family.
Yeah,
right? We're not dating someone new. She's already committed. But welcome, Leah, producer Leah.
Wow. Thanks, guys. I really feel the love already.
You should.
So Leah's our brand new producer here at 99.9 Virgin Radio on the mornings. And we're so thrilled to have you.
Yes. Oh, man.
And we just figured it would be unfair if we're just going to throw you on the air from time to time. For people not to know you.
Yeah.
So this is your opportunity
to ask, and this is the fun part. You know when someone new comes to class in school, and you ask them all like weird questions, like, what bugs do you eat?
It's an AMA. It's an Ask Me Anything. Yeah. 100%.
Okay, cute. Yeah.
So we want you to get to know Leah through these through some questions that we have. And if you've got any for her that maybe put her on the spot, make it awkward, 999-999 to text. TJ is going to be the guy that asks all the questions because he's got the list of the most awkward questions he could remember or even think of.
He's like, hey guys, I just saw, I happen to have a list here ready to go.
I've had it since day one.
When did you plan this?
Years and years.
All right.
Okay, we're going to start off nice and easy for you, Leah. What is a secret that you're keeping from your parents?
Oh my goodness. Wow.
TJ. Ooh.
But they're listening right now. So do you really think this is the best time for me to reveal that?
Yeah. They're going to learn.
Yeah. Okay. I'm seeing somebody.
You're dating somebody.
New boo.
Yeah.
New boo.
It's
how'd
a
you
new
meet?
Boo.
Can I ask how you met?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. How'd you meet?
Hinge.
Hinge is good.
I don't know. I honestly, this year is my first year of like dating online.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was against it, to be honest.
Really? Yeah. Against dating online?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? How long were you in your last relationship then?
6 years.
Oh, well, it's been a while.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm on Hinge. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's more to get into there, but TJ, next question.
When was the last time you had a good fall? Like you just fell down.
That's a really good question.
We like to fall on the show.
I know, Jax, I can't compare to you, but I did fall on some black ice back in like February.
Oh, that's not a fun fall.
Good. No. Oh. And it's one of those falls where like everybody's watching you.
Yeah.
So you have to get back up immediately and laugh at yourself. Yeah. But I was in so much pain that it was difficult to do all of that.
Okay.
But I tried.
A humbling fall.
What do you waste your money on, Leah?
Oh, yeah. Cheesecake.
Yeah, cheesecake. What's your favorite kind of cheesecake?
Just regular cheesecake with strawberry toppings on the top.
Okay.
Where's the best place to get it?
The typical answer, Cheesecake Factory.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's true.
They have your picture up on the wall there, don't they?
They do.
What is your favorite meal of the day?
Cheesecake. That was an easy one. Awkward and hard.
All right, last one, and I feel like this is the easiest one to answer out of all the questions that we've asked before.
All right.
Who was your favorite member of the show before you joined it?
Oh.
Adam Wilde, myself, or Jax?
Oh, I'm looking at all three of you right now.
And remember, you have to be honest or we're never going to
speak to you again. And you can't say all of us.
Well, how do you know if I'm going to be honest or not?
Trust.
Okay, we'll keep it real. I've met Adam before. I've met Jax before. TJ, this is my first time meeting you.
All right, so that's an easy cross-off.
Now, with that being said, Jax.
What a shock, guys.
Everyone's favorite. This is Leah's favorite.
You know what happens?
She's my girl. I love her.
When I'm on the street and someone comes up and goes, hey, I listen to your show, they go, hey, I listen to your show. I love Jax.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
And when is Ghosted back?
That's true.
Don't worry. Ghosted will come back. Okay, so now here's, we're going to turn it over to you at 999-999 or 416-872-9999. You can base it off some of the answers Leah gave, or you can just ask an awkward question that you know, which is basically what TJ just did.
He sure did.
So we're going to put her on the spot. She's got to answer. You text us, 999-999. Let's get to know producer Leah.
Oh boy.
From Virgin Mornings.
Woo!
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we're getting to know our new producer, Leah. So if you're going to hang out with us, we figured we've got a new member of the family. Yes. We should introduce you, right?
Why not?
Now, I have to give full props to you, Leah, because I don't know if you heard this or not. The last break, Leah revealed, with her parents may be listening, that she is seeing somebody new who she met on Hinge. So at least you know she's being honest, right?
New boo.
That upped the trust factor right there.
It really did.
Oh, yeah. I'll always be honest with you guys.
Love that.
Like,
even
it
better.
Might be brutal, though, just like letting you know.
Keep in mind that you're dealing with three sensitive souls. Especially me.
Okay, so we've got the three sensitive souls. I'm including the other two because I feel it vulnerable.
Yeah.
So TJ, we have other questions coming in on text message from everybody that listens to the show. Let's hear it.
From the 416, this one's from Heather. Leah, where'd you grow up?
North York, then Richmond Hill, back to North York.
Oh, boomerang.
Yeah. She's a North End gal.
What high school?
How I like it. Okay, tons.
Okay.
I've been to three different high schools.
Oh, yeah? Whoa, okay.
Yeah. Most notably.
What one's the worth the shout out then? Which one did
Richmond
you like?
Richmond Hill High.
Richmond Hill High.
Yeah. Okay. It's not really worth the shout out, but the other two suck even more.
All right.
Incredible.
Nick from the 647, what's your favorite movie genre and snack to accompany said movie?
Oh, wow. Okay. For movie genre, I like thriller/horror.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The scarier, the better.
No.
Okay, like, make me feel something.
Are you into the Conjoring series thing?
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You and Adam get along just fine.
Only pretty good.
Yeah, I think it could get scarier.
Like, bring it on.
You're right.
Right?
Right. You're right.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't scream.
Spooky.
I didn't yell. I didn't have nightmares.
Are you a roller coaster person?
No, I'm the opposite. No, because my heart hurts when the drop goes down.
Sure.
So you want to be scared.
That's worrisome.
Maybe I should look into it.
So you're scared, but you want to be sitting still when you're scared. You like that.
I like that.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
Another one from the 647. Is there anything about you that you don't want your new partner to find out anytime soon?
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
No, because I'm perfect and he has to understand
that I'm
perfect from now on till the end of time.
Incredible. We ship that attitude for sure.
There you go.
From the 416, this one's from Maria. Hi, good morning. No question. Just wanted to welcome producer Leah.
Yay!
To the
Maria
Radio family.
Thank you, Maria.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Who's your favorite artist?
Kanye West.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So this
which
was your
gets
weekend.
Me into a lot of issues and problems.
Donda, what do you think?
Okay, can I be honest?
Please. Yeah.
It's 27 songs. Yeah. I would say every other song is good.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. Which makes like 13 songs that are really good.
Okay,
right?
true Kanye West test here.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of his gospel album?
Can I be honest with you?
Please.
I woke up this morning to the gospel album.
Really?
Whoa. Yes.
So you really like it?
I love it.
All right.
But the thing is, I love everything he does. So you're not going to get a real answer from me.
That's an exciting time. We found the only person who likes the gospel album.
Yeah. Jesus is king. Yes.
Well, so that you can keep your texts coming. We'll answer them over the text message system.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We got to give a big shout out to Justin Bieber, who officially became Spotify's most streamed artist. We're celebrating for a Canadian.
Pretty cool.
Broke the record for the most streamed artist on Spotify, beating out Ariana Grande for the title after racking up 83.3 million listens over the last month.
Damn.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. He was also followed by The Weeknd, fellow Canadian, who hit 74.5 million, and Ed Sheeran, who is not Canadian, but is part of the Commonwealth. So it all kind of means the same thing.
Well, I mean, new song with Kid Laroi and then Skrillex, like, you're bound to just have a ton of streams. He is on a roll.
Speaking of music news, Drake Certified Lover Boy is confirmed. It's coming out this Friday. And we finally got to hear Kanye West's Donda. Did you give it a listen this weekend? You're probably still listening to it now because it's 27 songs. Includes collaborations with Jay-Z, The Weeknd, Young Thug, Travis Scott, and a bunch of others. Speaking of which, Kanye is also claiming that his label released Donda without his approval. So that's where it gets a little bit murky. It's unclear if he meant they just released it without asking him.
Yeah.
Or if it means more of what's going on with a song called Jail Part 2, which featured DaBaby. And when they released the album on Spotify, that song was unavailable because obviously DaBaby's under a lot of heat right now.
As is Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yes. I keep forgetting Marilyn Manson's on that.
Yeah.
So Kanye put out a thing on Instagram basically accusing Universal of putting a song out without, or putting his album out without his approval. And since then, Jail Part 2 was then put up. So it's just, the guy is an unbelievable marketer. You could say what you want about Kanye West, but like, wow, does he know how to promote something? Because we're still talking about this album even after we finally got the album coming out. Crazy. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. So I'm not sure if you heard about this. Before we go today, really cool. Next Tuesday, 5K a day on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yes.
You winning $5,000. Starting at 8 a.m. every morning, we're going to give you a word. And you go to 99.9virginradio.ca, you enter that word. If you miss it at 8, that's okay. You can do 10, 12, 2, 4, and 6.
That's right.
All words, keywords for you. To enter, so that means 6 times to enter each day. And by the way, you can enter all 6 times, it really doesn't matter. And we give you $5,000 every single morning. That starts Tuesday, September 7th.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.